Bhagavad Lila, Chapter 33, 10th Canto, the Ras Lila. On the Kafir soft sands of the Yamuna, Shyam initiated his Ras Lila with the gopis, who joyfully linked their arms together and formed a circle around the Lord. Shyam expanded himself and entered between each pair of gopis. By dint of yoga maya, each gopi thought Krishna was dancing with her alone. The demigods and their wives gathered in the sky above the rasa dance in their flower airplanes. They could see the gopis, demigods, swargadevis and swargadevs, they could see Krishna's expansions. Drums resounded in the sky and showers of flowers rained down. The Gandharvas and their wives danced and sang about the Lord's glories. A beautiful music arose from the combined sounds of the gopis' armlets, ankle bells, and waist bells as they moved in the Rasalila. The gopis praised Krishna as their feet danced and hands gestured, and their eyebrows moved with playful smiles. Their braids and belts were tied tight, their waists were bending, faces perspiring, and the chunari covering their breasts, moving this way and that. Earrings were swinging on their cheeks. The gopis radiated like streaks of lightning in the mass of dark clouds known as Krishna. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, 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 Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Eager to enjoy erotic love, the gopis' throats were colored with various pigments, and they sang loudly and danced. The gopis were overjoyed by the loving touch of Shyam, and their sweet songs saturated the universe. Shyam would praise a particular gopi singing by saying, Sadhuati, Sadhuati, excellent, excellent. And then he would clap his hands to encourage the virtuosity of her singing. Then another gopi would sing with a variation of the melody, and Krishna would praise her as well. When a gopi became tired from dancing, she would rest her arm on Krishna's shoulder. The fragrance of Krishna's body, which resembled a mixture of blue lotus flowers and sandalwood paste, would overwhelm that gopi with attraction, and then her hair would loosen. When Krishna placed his arm around a gopi's neck, her bodily hair would stand on end in jubilation while she kissed his arm. One gopi placed her cheek next to Shyam's, and as she did that, Shyam passed the prasadi betel nut from his mouth to hers. Another gopi became fatigued from dancing and singing. She placed Shyam's comforting lotus hand on her breast. Having attained Lord Achyuta, their intimate lover, the gopis enjoyed great pleasure. The Sakhi sang Shyam's glories to the accompaniment of swarms of bees as Krishna held their necks with his arms. Krishna enjoyed the company of the damsels of Braj by embracing them, caressing them, and glancing lovingly at them as he smiled, his broad, playful smiles. The whole affair seemed like a child playing with his own reflection. Overjoyed in Krishna's association, the Braja damsels could not keep their hair, dresses, and the cloths covering their breasts from becoming disheveled. Their garlands and ornaments scattered. Observing the rasa dance from the sky, the Swarga devis became entranced and agitated by lust. Even the stars and moon became astonished. Seeing the gopis fatigued, Krishna mercifully wiped their faces with his soothing hand. In return, the cowherd damsels of Braj honored Shyam with their smiling glances, sweetened by the beauty of their cheeks and the brilliance of their curly hair and golden earrings. Shyam's garland had been crushed during his pastimes with the gopis and covered with a kunkum from their breasts. To dispel the gopis' fatigue, Shyam entered the water of the Yamuna. The gopis splashed him from all sides while laughing at looking at him with love. The demigod showered flowers, and Krishna enjoyed playing in the water like the king of elephants surrounded by his female bevy of elephants. After leaving the water, Shyam strolled through the forest by the riverside, followed by an entourage of bees and beautiful gopis. The breeze there was very fragrant with the scent of night-blooming flowers like kumudi. Sensing some disturbance in the minds of the non-devotees in his audience, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadev, "Bhagavan descends to earth to re-establish religious principles. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijam yaham." How is it then Bhagavan could have violated the codes of religion by touching the wives of other men? Shukadev replied, "The status of powerful controllers is not harmed by any apparent transgression of moral principles. Powerful controllers are like fire that can devour anything fed into it, yet remains unpolluted. One who is not a great controller or Ishvara should never imitate the behavior of such personalities. One who does so will meet with destruction, as if someone who is not Shiva would kill himself by drinking an ocean of poison. Rather than imitating, one should follow the shiksha or instructions of great personalities." And after an entire night of Brahma had passed, Krishna advised the gopis to return home. Although the gopis did not wish to do so, they followed Krishna's order. In one of the last Sanskrit verses of this chapter 33, Shukamuni describes the incredible power of hearing these five chapters of the Rasa Dance, the Rasa Panchadaya, chapter 29 through 33. He explains in this verse how bhakti yoga, or this shravanam, Bhagavat shravanam yoga, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically the Ras Lila, the 10th canto, destroys one's impurities, even if one is afflicted by lust, because Krishna Lila Katha is the remedy to conquer this disease of the heart known as lust. One can attain the highest benefit by hearing Ras Lila Katha from a Rasik Vaishnava. So this is the verse. It's also quoted Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Lila, chapter 5, verse 48. This is 10:33-39 Bhagavatam. Vikriditam Vrajabadu Biridam Cha Vishno Shadanvito Nishriniyad Atavarna Yedya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Ridrogamashva Pahinot Yachirena Dira. Ridrogamashva Pahinot Yachirena Dira. A sober person, Dira, who in the beginning faithfully and continuously hears from his guru the narrations of Lord Krishna's unprecedented rasa dance with the young gopis of Braj, and later describes those pastimes, very soon that person attains para bhakti or prema bhakti for the Supreme Lord, and thus becomes competent to quickly dispel the heart disease. A sober person who in the beginning faithfully and continuously hears from his guru the narrations of Lord Sri Krishna's unprecedented rasa dance with the cowherd damsels of Braj, and later narrates those leelas, he very soon will attain prema bhakti for Sri Krishna. And he thus becomes freed from the heart disease of lust. This is a different sequence than what we hear in Bhagavad Gita. Here it says first bhakti comes and then lust goes. This is the Bhagavatam's special blessing. The bhakti ras coming from hearing about and describing faithfully Krishna's Rasa Lila. That is the last point. So in the Gita Shloka, in the Gita there's a slightly different presentation. Brahma Bhuta Prasnatmana Sochati Nakankshati Samasarvesha Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. There, Gita Krishna is telling that one attains Parabhakti, Vajrapraya Bhakti, only after the disappearance of Anarthas. However, in this Bhagavatam Shloka, it is stated that one attains para-bhakti even before the disappearance of Anarthas. How? You can attain para-bhakti by hearing and describing those rasa-lila katha. Therefore, such hearing of rasika katha is the most powerful form of sadhana and quickly dispels the heart disease of lust.